Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Looky here, we have a Super Bowl champion between me and Bob. His name is Chris Hoak. He knows what it's like to run on that field with 75 million people watching and the crowd going crazy. What was it like, Hokie, for those games?
It was incredible. Listen, it's always fun to play in prime time. Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football. There were times we played on Saturday, and we were the only game on television, and you knew that everybody was watching.
Could you even feel your feet on the ground when you run out for the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, listen, the reality is when you run out for the Super Bowl, you're just elated. You're just so excited to be there, and you're trying to keep your mind right, right? You can't let the excitement of the game, the excitement of the moment, fill your headspace. You got to keep your headspace clear and really just tight, because you got to focus on the task at hand, and that's going out there and playing winning football. But in a game like, you know, Sunday Night Football, the Steelers played on Sunday against the Chargers. I mean, it's incredible. You know that everybody's at home watching this game. There's no other game on television.
Right.
And you are on prime time, and this is where you want to show up and play your best ball.
Especially after what's happened on primetime this year.
Yeah. A lot of great games, Pomp.
Not by the Steelers.
Not by the Steelers.
Largely, you look at like throughout the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Not Thursday night. Thursday night's awful.
No,
football.
But Sunday night football and Monday night football have had some great games.
I like Thursday night football, Bob.
It's terrible. The play is shoddy because these guys don't. You have to endorse this, right?
I think Thursday night football, isn't it different? Because everybody gets an opportunity to play on Thursday night football. So it's not like you have the best matchups. Right.
Well, there was a pretty good matchup.
My understanding
the other day.
Is,
Vegas
I,
and
I'm
Denver
not a,
was it said football back 20 years.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I think on Thursday night football, and I could be wrong on this one because this is not football. Just understanding this is, I think Monday night football and Sunday night football are, you know, trying to get your best matchups. I think on Thursday night football, everybody has to have an opportunity to play on Thursday night football. I believe. I could be wrong.
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying 3 days or 2 days, whatever it is, it's not enough, and the quality of football goes down. That's all I'm saying, Bob.
I just like the footballs on TV.
You also like pork rinds.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern, then stay for the premiere.
I don't believe he eats
of the new season of the hit original series Landman. All on Paramount Plus. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob, what do you have against pork rinds, especially the barbecue?
I just don't believe you like them. I believe you say that, and now it's in my head.
I've
recited some of your nonsense.
Upset stomach, bad breath. I mean, what else do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, at any roadside,
you might as well just swallow air. You know what I'm saying? And call it good.
Hokies
pork rinds.
Hokies down to 215, Bob. Do
six
you know
pack
that?
Abs. Six pack.
Can you believe this? That.
His new nickname is Six Pack.
Let's talk about that game on Sunday night.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You and Fanica are in a race to see who can be Fanica the thinnest man.
Fanica looks really
good. He really does.
Yeah.
Saw him last week.
And he doesn't look, you know, he lost it really fast like me. And he doesn't look awkward. I mean, he looks good. I mean,
you don't look maybe, awkward either. I bet you he doesn't have six-pack abs.
He's in good shape. He's a hard worker. He's a good guy.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is a rematch. This game here should be a Steelers win. And for every reason that you can think of, especially given the last performance. Now, when they had that dog game second against the Bengals the first time, they came back and lost to Green Bay after a good first half. So what do you expect from the first snap on Sunday afternoon? Because I got to believe the Steelers are going to come out and just take it to their defense because their defense has nothing to offer. It's a bad defense. It's one of the worst in the league.
You know, the Steelers talked about a historic defense in training camp. This Bengals defense is a historic defense, but not – in the right way. It's a historically bad defense. I mean, they are literally the worst defense in the NFL, and they're 1-3 since Joe Flacco's been with them.
It's not because of Joe Flacco.
And it's not. Listen, they're averaging 37 points a game, and he threw for over 400 yards last week or 2 weeks ago because of the bye now, and lights out offense, and this defense just keeps giving up historic points. I mean, it's a historically bad, bad, bad team. And so I look at this. What are the Steelers going to do, you ask me? I think Steelers are going to come out, and they're going to come out pretty frustrated. I mean, they're going to come out pissed off, and they're going to come out and play hard. I mean, listen, they've lost since the Bengals game. They are 1-3, including the Bengals game, the last four games. I mean, that kind of set them on this downward spiral, and they've got to reverse it. Hopefully, they can win this game and win it in convincing fashion and turn that – around and start winning some games here, because right now, if they continue on this trek and they, you know, 1-3 and then they go 2-5 or 6, I mean, they're going to lose this division quick.
The Chris Hoke Show brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. All right, Hokie, let's dive into what happened the other night. I mean, it was the offense. It was basically Aaron Rodgers. He had a horrific game.
Yeah.
If your quarterback plays like that, you're almost never going to win, right?
Yeah. I mean, interesting. Listen, I was looking at the game again for like the third time this morning, watching it and doing some math. He had 161 yards passing in this game. Before that last drive of the game that ended in a Roman Wilson touchdown.
Yeah.
He had under 100 yards passing. He had 65 yards passing on that last drive.
Wow.
And so you think about it. He had under 100 yards.
They were just giving it.
They were giving it. And even that touchdown pass that Roman Wilson had, there wasn't a lot of effort on that one from the defense.
Listen, Hokie, you've been one of the great – and when a guy's 41, he's about to be 42.
Yeah.
Rodgers turns 42 in a couple weeks.
Does he?
You worry, or I worry, when a guy's that old, you know, is it just a one-off, or is it something to be really concerned about? Because that was awful. You've been one of the biggest Mason backers in town. Do you think Mason would give them a better shot this week and beyond?
Listen, I think Mason could go out there and run that offense very, very well. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers played like he played on Sunday night, absolutely. Right, but Aaron also has played really, really well this year. So what Aaron Rodgers are we going to get this Sunday against the Bengals? I think the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to tell.
Yeah.
If he plays like he played on Sunday night, I think you got to make the switch. But if he turns this thing around and it was just a one-off and won a bad game. But you got to think about it. The last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago against the Colts, I think they only had 225 yards offense.
Yeah.
That was the second worst of the season in terms of total yards. Last week against the Chargers, they had 221 yards total offense. Was the worst. But at 225, the 2 weeks before that, was the worst. So back-to-back worst yardage in total offense. So the reality is they've got to get better. They can run the football. Jaylen Warren can run. I think they need to run him more.
Yes.
Because he is killing it.
I mean,
this guy can jump cut. He is clearly by far the best running back in this offense. First, second, third down back.
Best player in the offense, right?
Arguably the best player. Right now, he's one of the most explosive players in the NFL right now. I mean, let's be honest. The guy, every time he touches the ball, he's a big play waiting to happen. And you go back and watch that film, and I challenge anybody that wants to argue this, go back and watch the film. The guy gets the ball, and a D lineman makes him jump cut 2 yards in the backfield, and he takes that for 8 or 9 yards. I mean, the guy, usually when you slow a guy down, think about Najee Harris last year. If you were to be able to get in the backfield and make him redirect 2 yards in the backfield, it was no game. Jalen Warren can go 0-60 like a doggone
Which
Ferrari.
Which is why on third down, I think they need to utilize
him
more.
And they give him the ball. He only caught the ball twice. He never played. He did not play third down this week.
No.
Right?
Not one of them.
No, and Jalen, I think Gainwell got all of the third downs.
Yes, he did.
And even Jalen Warren had to give up a couple first and second downs to Johnson,
which,
Caleb Johnson.
Which, right. That was weird because that preceded the safety.
Yeah.
It was Caleb Johnson had one for minus 2 yards back to the end zone.
That's next thing you know, Cordarrelle Patterson will be here to take his carries.
Yeah, that's safety to me. Listen, here's my thought. Is going into this game, Aaron Rodgers was getting the ball out really quick. And it seemed to me like he was holding the ball a little bit longer this game. And it probably was a lot of what the Chargers did. They were pressing them, and they were messing up their timing. Exactly what the Steelers defense needs to do to an opposing offense to slow down this week against the Bengals. They can't let Joe Flacco sit back there and throw the ball in rhythm. They've got to destruct and disturb and destroy the timing of that Bengals offense. But so Aaron Rodgers hold on to the ball quite a bit, and he just looked from the very first snap. You look at the very first snap, he dumped the ball off to Jalen Warren. He didn't have his feet set. He just kind of he looked like he was just kind of just frantically moving around, and looked like he just never got comfortable in the pocket in this game. Mm. Now listen, they didn't protect him very well. They were getting pressure up the gut in this game quite a bit, and the sacks were coming up off the sides because they were cleaning up. These ends weren't getting behind them on their rush and were able to come back inside and slide because he had to step up because they were getting penetration up the middle.
I had somebody text me the other night and say, why don't they disrupt? Like, McConkey didn't have a million catches, but on the ones he had and other receivers too this year, just what you said, there's no I'm up in your face, bumping you off the line, trying to give my pass rushers an extra split second by being aggressive. And I realize that can come back to haunt you. But why don't the Steelers do that more? The old, I guess we used to call it the bump and run, getting somebody's face.
It's the old bend but don't break mentality.
Why don't they do it?
Unless you have 5 yards, you can do whatever you want.
That's not the personality of this defense. The personality of this defense is keeping the ball in front of you, playing a little soft coverage, and then tackling the catch.
I thought they brought in these guys because they can cover anybody man-to-man. That's what Tomlin said.
Why do you think the Rams was moving to safety? He was getting beat. Go look at the film. I went back and looked at the game from the Bengals a month ago. He got beat many times. How many times have we sat here on this radio show on Thursday and talked about Jalen Ramsey has been beat? He's getting PIs.
And we saw it
he's
in the Seattle game back.
Yeah,
and
we saw. I mean, we've seen it. Not every single week, but a lot of weeks where he's been beat when he goes man to man. And so Darius Slay has struggled. The guys they have brought in have not performed the level that they had hoped and anticipated they would play.
But that's a different thing than what strategy are they employing against receivers.
Yeah, well, listen, I think that's not – the strategy has never been get up and get in your face and play man-to-man. And like Joey Porter does that, but that he's the only guy really right now. They're more of a soft coverage, keep the ball in front of you, break on the ball, tackle the catch kind of defense, bend but don't break.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense when you have a pass rush that needs to get home.
And it's been like that. Listen, it's been like that. When I was there, it was a bend, don't break. Because you always say, hey, we got the best pass rushers in the NFL, right? So, yeah, you might get a first down. Yeah, you might get another first down. But at some point, I'm going to get a sack from T.J. Watt, or like me, I'm going to get a sack from James Harrison, or I'm going to get a sack from Wood. And I'm going to put you behind the chains, and we're going to get off the field. It's kind of the same mentality. We have T.J. Watt. We have Alex Highsmith. We have Nick Herbig. So, yeah, you can get a first down. You can get a second first down. But, I'm going to get a sack, and then we're going to get behind the chains.
Put you off your timing. Bob, do you think if things get ugly Sunday with Rodgers that people will be calling for Mason Rudolph?
No.
Do you think if he has a bad game, that'll be the topic the following week?
Of course it will be, because they're always
legitimately?
Talking about I think absolutely you have to bring up that conversation, but I just think they brought him in here to play. And unless it's a catastrophic drop, which I don't see this week or next, because both Cincinnati and Chicago give up tons of yards. And if this offense is going to look better, it has to be.
Pump. If he doesn't perform against the Bengals and the Bears.
I just said I don't expect that to happen.
I don't. But if he's saying,
but if it does against that caliber of defense.
Then you can bring up the conversation. I still don't think he's going to move on from Rodgers. I just don't. Not at least now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Okay.
I think, listen.
Do you think he would?
I saw in the post-game presser, you know, when somebody asked him about Aaron Rodgers' play, and I think he turned around and said, what do you think? I've never seen Coach – very rarely do you see Coach Tomlin do that. He doesn't send messages through the media. He usually will kind of buffer that, or why don't you ask him? Right, that's a good question for him.
Right.
I mean, he does that. Right. And so that was a rarity for Tomlin to shoot back and say, well, what do you think? So that's a little frustration there. He was definitely off his game. There should have been he had two interceptions. One was not his fault. It was a great throw to Austin, and the one that he overthrew Metcalf.
That was a killer one because it led to points before halftime.
And then it was back to back. Right. What's the one? The Metcalf one.
Yeah.
And then they didn't get the ball back. Think about it. The second one, the Austin one, was a killer because then they turned around with the Williams fumbled that punt. So it was back to back, possessions. Yeah.
Well, there also seems to be some dispute now. Was it Aaron or DK yesterday that said DK flattened his route on that interception at the end of the first half? Did you hear that quote, Bob?
Yeah, I heard that. So,
was it Rodgers talking about it?
I think it was.
Yeah. We'll get that clip in a minute from Aaron yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
He intimated that DK said he flattened his route, which means it wouldn't have been Rodgers' fault.
No, because it would have been deeper. And it's very well documented that Aaron Rodgers is really just a guy that just depends on guys running precise routes. And so if you don't run precise routes, that's kind of what was some of the talk about why GP, George Pickens, he didn't run precise routes.
And why guys, you needed somebody like Jacoby Myers in here to run them.
There you go. And another thing is, you know, you saw him lash out at his lineman a couple times in this game. Think about that. Why would he lash out at his lineman? That's... because that's why he was skittish in the pocket. He yelled at Broderick Jones one time. He did a little play action. All of a sudden, Broderick Jones was right in his face. You know, it's just the offensive line, played as bad as they've played in some time. And in order for Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't want to get hit. You know, once you get into the late 30s, 40s, I mean, Joe Flacco doesn't want to get hit. Big Ben didn't want to get hit nobody wants to get hit when they get in the final years of their career. But the reality is he was getting hit a lot. He was under pressure a lot, and he showed it, his frustration to his linemen.
Yeah, he showed frustration, I thought, to some wide receivers too. He's not afraid to do that, and I like that.
Yeah,
but he also
I saw Tom Brady do that, Pomp.
Yeah, he also will tell you that if you're that person that he's talking to, then come over during the week. I'll show you the videotape. Yeah. We'll talk about what you needed and what I did or whatever. So I like that. To me, that's an accountability thing, which I think you need as a quarterback.
I agree, and that's what a leader does. I mean, the reality is it's harder to do at this stage in your career when you're not performing, when you're missing throws, right? When you're playing MVP-like ball and you're playing elite football, it's easier to do that than when you're missing routine throws. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
When you're missing routine throws and you're still yelling at guys for running bad routes or yelling at guys for bad protection, but then you get a clean pocket and then you just totally misfire over and over and over again, it's much, much harder to act like that and be that kind of leader. The reason why he's gotten away with it and been able to be that kind of leader throughout the years is because he's been playing MVP-like ball for the 20 years.
So it was Metcalf who told Steelers.com, I had a corner post, and I saw Aaron roll out to the left, so I kind of broke my route a little flatter than it should have been, so I should have kept the route high. That's significant to me. There's always a chance, I guess, that a teammate's, you know, taking the fall for somebody, but if that's legit, then it's hard to blame at least that one. And that was a killer,
because
neither team had scored
a
touchdown.
No, it was going to be 5-3 at halftime. Instead, it becomes 12-3.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
and that's crucial time. Think about it. Against the Packers a few weeks back, they gave up 10 points there at the end of the half, too. Boom, boom on turnovers. Think about that for a minute. And then this game, they gave up boom, boom points, back-to-back drives before the half. You know, Coach Carey used to always say, you know, to win a ball game, you got to start fast, you got to finish strong in a game and in a half. And think about it, the last two losses, the Steelers have finished the first half weak. Yep. And they got to finish it strong. You can't finish a first half going into the end of halftime with back-to-back scores that come off turnovers.
No,
one turnover.
And, you know, second half in the Green Bay game was a disaster right off the bat. The Steelers got the ball up 9, and they immediately punt, and next thing you know, Green Bay just goes off.
Off. Yeah.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.